Hey girl, hey, and thanks for dropping in to the Switch, Pivot, or Quit podcast. Candid convo for the girl needing a lifestyle plot twist when she's deciding if it's time to switch, pivot, or quit. I'm Ayana Angel, a former sports entertainment publicist in New York City, turned traditional published author with Simon & Schuster, who quit my old life to write a book, live in London for a bit, and explore my dreams to find my happiness and fulfillment. I'm here to help encourage and guide you through your plot twist years as your chief encourager and host of the Switch, Pivot, or Quit podcast. So, today we're talking, it's our anniversary. Yeah, anniversary. Woohoo! We made it to a year. Apologize for my singing if you think that it is exceptionally horrible. But if you follow Switch, Pivot, or Quit on Instagram at Switch, Pivot, or Quit, then you know I always like to incorporate a little singing because it's just who I am. I love music. I can't sing, but that doesn't mean that that ever stops me. So anyway, on to the topic at hand. We are talking anniversary. This is the 1 year anniversary episode for the Switch, Pivot, or Quit podcast. If you're thinking anniversary, you think special. Me, I think luxury. And I just so happen to be recording in luxury today. So I had the pleasure of recording in the Genesis G80, 2018 Genesis G80. And that's where I'm coming to you from today. I've been driving this car for the last week and it has been quite special. Not only special, but luxurious, darling. And just super comfortable, sporty. I love the getup that this car has, and it could definitely get a person like me in trouble because I tend to speed on occasion, but you know, you didn't hear that from me. So anyway, I'm recording this 1 year anniversary episode in luxury, and I feel like that is only appropriate because things are only going to get better, bigger, more dream worthy, more amazing from here. So if you've been around from the beginning, you know that through this 1 year, we've been through some changes, but all for the better. We've changed names. At first, it used to be called Life According to Her. Then we switched to Switch, Pivot, or Quit because it was only appropriate for the large amount of content that we were actually talking about on this podcast. We've also changed hosting platforms, went from SoundCloud to Blog Talk Radio now. But the one thing that has not changed is the willingness of the amazing women that are featured on this podcast to share their stories with us in the hopes of inspiring and, whether they know it or not, also adding to the larger conversation of women not settling. And with the current climate of all the conversations and things that are happening in the space of women's empowerment and just conversations about women, period, I think that this podcast is even more relevant because we're taking control, we're taking action. Even you as a listener, when you are just listening to this podcast, what you're doing is being proactive about building yourself up, building your knowledge base, your professional and your personal development. And you are saying to yourself and to the world, I want to be better. I want to know more. I want to learn from my peers. I want to create an exceptional life and career that I am happy with and that I'm extremely proud of. So I commend you. Cheers to you for being a loyal listener. So happy anniversary to the loyal listeners, those who have helped to spread the word about the show, grow the community, and pour into me, surprisingly, with love and support via your DMs, emails, your reviews that you leave on iTunes, and all of those types of things so that I can keep going and pushing forward to develop great content for you guys. And that's one of the things that I did not expect to come from hosting this show, but I found it to be a pleasant surprise. Very pleasant surprise, because as much as I continuously pour into other people, on a daily basis. It feels really good, and it goes a long way to have you guys pour into me as well, to tell me that this podcast, the conversations that are being had, are making a difference for you, and you've shared it with your friends and family, and you've found inspirational things from listening to the podcast. You sharing those things with me and telling me to keep going because the work that I'm doing really matters. I think about the third time that I got an email like that, it was just like, it really started to sink in, like, wait a minute. Wow, so this is not the first person to tell me this. So maybe there is actually something to this, and maybe I am making more of a difference than I even could have imagined, and that more than I even set out to make. So that feels really, really good. And if you know me and know my story, you know that I come from a PR background, and I come from a space of being in a job where I felt unfulfilled, where I felt like my talents were being underutilized, and not just by the company, by myself as well. I felt like I wasn't living up to my full potential. And finally, I realized that I needed to make a decision to make some change. And I was the only person that could make that decision. And that's a part of the reason why I wanted to create this space and this community and this podcast, because I wanted to give a voice to the people who felt the way that I did when I was in that position. And they don't know really where to turn when you guys feel alone, when you feel like, oh, my friends aren't in the same position as me. I want you to find comfort. I want you to find encouragement. I want you to find inspiration from the Switch, Pivot, or Quit podcast. So I'm really pleased and happy to hear that that is exactly what's been happening for all of you amazing listeners. And this episode is all going to be all about things I want to share with you, what I know for sure, and what I've learned. The first thing that I want to start off with is always say thank you, even when things don't go your way. You'd be surprised how far a simple thank you or a note of appreciation will go. Because so many people don't do it now, it stands out when you do it. And it can make a difference in what you're trying to achieve and what you're trying to do. For example, when someone emails me or pitches me to be on the podcast, and unfortunately, I have to pass and say, you know, no, thank you, not interested at this time, or not going to be able to do it at this time. It really stands out to me when someone actually responds and says, thank you. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your response. And it goes a long way, because although the timing might not be right for me to have that person on the show right now, there may be a time where it is actually right, and I do want to have them on the show. But you know what? I'm more likely to get back in touch with someone who was super polite and super, you know, just mannerable by even saying something as simple as thank you. I'm more likely to get back in touch with them and offer them a spot on the show than I am someone who just never responds. After they get the response from me, they don't hear what they may want to hear. They just never respond. To me, that feels like you only want to engage with me if I can do something for you. And we know that that's what this world is largely made up of. But you don't have to make people overtly feel like that. Like, that is never my intention. I never want someone to feel like I'm using them. And that's sometimes what it feels like when people don't even simply respond with a thank you. Because there's a lot of people out there who don't even respond to emails if they're not interested in working with a person. So the fact that someone takes their time to respond to you, you don't know. You might just be starting to build a relationship with them by simply responding back and saying, thank you. Thank you for your response. Things didn't go my way, but thank you for your response. So one of the things that I've learned and I want to share, and I know for sure, is that you should always say thank you, even when things don't go your way. Another thing that I wanted to share with you guys is be careful of the narrative that you're creating for yourself. We all know about self-talk and how sometimes we can be harder on ourselves than everyone else outside looking in. And I just really want us to all be very careful about the narrative that we're creating for ourselves, the things that we're saying to ourselves, the things that we're consuming, the things that we believe about ourselves. If you know that you're in a space where the narrative that you've created for yourself is a little negative, not really where you want it to be, I really encourage you to do the best that you can to reshape that, to redirect the conversation that you're having with yourself, to redirect the things that you're saying to yourself, to even redirect the things that you allow other people to say to you, because sometimes that can affect us and help to shape the narrative even greater than we could do when we impact by saying the things that we say, because sometimes we internalize the things that other people say and we take them on to be true and we start saying the same things to ourselves. So if you find yourself saying negative things to yourself, or just a story that you've created in your mind about yourself and who you are and what you represent and what you're capable of and what your dreams should be and what your options could be, if you find that those things are more negative than you would like them to be, one solution that I can offer to you is positive affirmations. Just keep feeding yourself with the positive until you believe it. And it, before you say, I've tried it, doesn't work, get really serious and intentional about it. Make it your point to fill yourself up with positive affirmations at least twice a day. And if you feel like, there's never really an opportunity for me to say these things aloud to myself, I can't build myself up in that way, then when you have a moment and you have some alone time, record yourself saying your positive affirmations. And when you're not in the most easiest place for you to say them out loud, listen to your recording. Pop in your earphones and listen to your recording. Now, the next thing that I want to share with you guys about what I've learned is that everyone really wants to be heard. That is one thing that I really and truly learned this year. And I think I learned it because of A, the amount of people that reach out wanting to share their story on the Switch, Pivot, or Quit podcast. That just lets me know that people really want to be heard. They want other people to know what they've gone through to achieve what they have now, how they've learned things, how they've grown. And I think that's a beautiful thing. And if you just keep that in mind, I think it can take you a long way. That at the end of the day, we all want to be heard. We all want to be seen. We all want to be valued. And we really want to be appreciated too. So keep that in mind. The next thing that I want to share with you guys is, this is funny, but this is one thing that I absolutely learned as well, is in the words of Kendrick Lamar, be humble. Humble yourself and learn more. Stop talking so you can actively listen. And you guys, if you know me, you know that's a big one for me, because I'm a talker. So I tend to talk all the time. In conversations, sometimes I talk over people, and I'm trying to really be better about that. But that's why this is one thing that I learned this year, and in the year of my first year of podcasting. It's just that sometimes you have to realize that you don't know it all. You need to humble yourself, sit back, stop talking so that you can listen, so that you can learn, and so that you can listen and be an active participant in a conversation. Instead of listening to what someone's saying, anticipating what your response is going to be, sitting there and listening so that you can really understand, comprehend, internalize, maybe even empathize with what the other person is saying. That makes for more quality interactions. Just try it. If you're anything like me and you just tend to go sometimes, just try it and see how it works out for you. The next thing that I want to share with you guys is that the dopest people in real life are not always the most popular online. Now, a lot of us judge people based off of their online presence now. That is just, it's just a fact. It's just a reality. People are like, oh, what's your social media? And they go and look at that to determine sometimes whether they think you're worth knowing or worth associating with. And that could not be further from the truth. If you've been around for a while, you've probably heard me say this before, that when I worked at the NBA in sports entertainment and had all this access and just was just in the midst of everything, whether it be rubbing elbows with celebrities to just access to different events and all this crazy stuff, I didn't even have social media like that. First off, I did not have a Facebook. I didn't participate in Facebook at all. And then second, I had an Instagram, but it was private. So people weren't able to troll my Instagram. They didn't even know that I existed on Instagram like that. So I say that to say that I was definitely in a position of power, in a position where I could help other people. And I did help a lot of other people. And nothing has changed. But it's just the work that I do is different now. But that was me being associated to a larger brand with a lot of influence. And a lot of people would want to be associated with you if you work at a larger brand and have all this influence. But one thing that we need to realize is that a lot of people who have the true influence and power, they're not sitting there spending their days on social media, building their social media brand and engaging with people on social media, because they have a lot of real offline work to do. They're in the real world accountable for things that sometimes even make your world go, even make some of these social media things happen on the back end. So the people that you see out there, you know, that you think are killing it on social media, that's great. They may be killing it in their own right, but there's a lot of other worthy people, people that are extremely worthy of knowing, that are killing it offline and just don't have the strongest presence online. So be mindful of that the next time you're out networking and connecting with people. Another thing that I want to share is to be careful of the story that your social media is telling, despite what you are saying. And the reason that I wanted to share this is because I do get a lot of people that approach me either to be on the podcast or just with their common questions or wanting my insight on different things, or in our switch, pivot, or quit strategy sessions, trying to figure things out sometimes and trying to understand why maybe some things aren't working for them. And coming from a PR background and coming from a media background, where I know that you have to shape the narrative that's out there, you have to control the storyline and feed people the storyline so that they are thinking what you want them to be thinking about you, your product, your service, your brand, whatever it is. I know that you have to be careful of the story that you're creating. And social media is the place where so many of us are telling our stories now that you really have to be aware of how you're utilizing social media. If you're building a brand for yourself personally, let's say you're working a 9-to-5 and you just want to enhance and build your personal brand, or maybe you're out there as an entrepreneur or a freelancer and you're selling goods and services, you still want to be careful of the story that you're creating on social media, because things like incorporating your personal life and your professional life and then presenting this big hodgepodge, unorganized feeling and look on your social media, it's not good. It doesn't serve you personally or professionally. So you need to be careful of that story that your social media is telling. Also, some things like being unappreciative. If you're on social media and you're complaining all the time and life is just horrible and you're always talking about the things that you don't have, instead of sometimes shouting out the things that you do have, that's also part of the story that you're creating on your social media. And remember that The story that you create on your social media is sometimes all that people have to go by when they're trying to get to know you a bit better or understand who you are or find out, you know, different things about you. So you want to make sure that you're not giving them the wrong impression, something that's not authentic and true to you. But you're not realizing it because maybe you might be going through a rough patch or a bad space in life, and that's truly how you feel. I get it. But sometimes some things are better left off social media, better to be shared amongst friends and trusted people that you know won't judge you later. So just something to think about. Don't convey things like being broke or unhappy or any of those things. Just be careful of the story that your social media is telling. The next thing I want to share is that going with the flow, it just won't cut it if you want to be successful. That's one thing that I'll say I was able to put into words within this last year. I see a lot of people that are just coasting and going with the flow. And at a point in my life, I was doing the same thing, especially when I was working a 9-to-5, especially when I was back in LA. It was just like, I was kind of going with the flow. Obviously, I was ambitious, but a lot of it, I wasn't really actively trying to make certain things happen on a day-to-day. It was just like when monumental points would come up in my life, I'd like a birthday or something. That's when I get a little bit more proactive about trying to make things happen. And one thing that I've learned throughout the years is that you have to be clear about what you want if you really want to see the type of results and the type of life that you see yourself potentially with, or that you see others with and you're maybe like envious and jealous of. If you get clear, it helps you to rid yourself of that envy and jealousy because you know what you want. And half the time, you know that what you want is not what they have. It's not what they have. It's not exactly what they have. Maybe it's some version of it, but truthfully, you may want bigger and better. You may want different. So it allows you, getting clear allows you to let go of the burden of some of that negativity and jealousy because you start to realize and you also start to be laser focused on how you can achieve what you want. And you're not so worried about what other people are doing and what they have versus what you don't have and all of those kind of crazy things. So just remember that going with the flow just won't cut it if you want to be successful. The next thing that I want to share with you guys that I have learned is some of the things that you may want to do may not be in line with your skill set or your strengths. I'll just let that sit there for a second. So if you're not willing to learn and get the skills or push yourself past your boundaries, then you got to check yourself at a certain point. You got to get real with yourself and do a real self-assessment and say, okay, where am I at? If this is what I want and I don't have the skill set to execute that or to get that position or to advance or to move over into this new industry or to become this entrepreneur in this certain space, then you have to start figuring out what do you need to do to get the skills or develop the strengths that are necessary to achieve what you want to achieve. Now, there's a lot of people that say, double down on the strengths that you already have. But if you feel like the strengths that you already have are not necessarily the direction that, not necessarily serving you for the direction that you want to go in. We are humans and we have these brains, these little things called brains that make us capable of learning for a reason. If you want to switch things up in your life, you want to learn a new skill, you want to learn how to be in a new industry, you want to learn the tricks and trades of that industry, you want to really dominate in a space that is unfamiliar to you, then you might need to realize that some of the things that you may want to do or, you know, experience or have, they may not be in line with your current skill set or strengths. So just figure out how you can get better. That's it. grow your skill sets, grow your strength, get that knowledge under your belt, and then make those moves. Take that action and make it happen. The next thing that I want to share is, whatever you do, don't be that friend that complains about her life like a girl with a bad boyfriend. Except the boyfriend is life. You know that friend that calls you and she's always having drama with her guy and nothing's ever going right, and you've tried to talk to her and help her reason through things and help her with solutions and maybe things that she can do to make the relationship better. But at a certain point, when she keeps calling you with what seems and feels like these same issues or a variation of these same issues, you finally just start getting quiet and listening, because you realize at a certain point, there's nothing that you can do or say that's going to change her situation. She's the only one that has the real power to change her situation, to do or say something that will really impact her situation so that she won't have to feel like this, go through this, experience this anymore. So you don't want to be that friend that is coming to your friends with the same type of droning on, complicated scenarios, complaining, hatred, loathing of your current situation, especially in your professional life. You don't want to be that same friend that complains about your job like that friend that complains about her boyfriend or her significant other. You do not want to be her. You know why? Because it gets old. If you don't want to hear it from your girlfriend who's always complaining about her guy, believe me, your friends don't want to hear it from you always complaining about your job. So the best thing that you can do, get that clarity, get those skills, figure out what you want, realize that you are the only person that can take the action, make the decision to be intentional about what you want to do, and just start doing it. Just start taking the action that's required, whether that be taking some courses, whether that be going and getting a coach, whether that be going and applying for new jobs, whatever it is, start taking the action that you need to take so that you don't end up that friend who's always complaining about that bad boyfriend, aka that bad job. And the final thing that I want to share with you guys on this anniversary episode of the Switch, Pivot, or Quit podcast is that sometimes you have to dissect what you thought you knew. Sometimes what we thought we knew isn't actually reality, or things change and what we thought we knew is no longer relevant or no longer right. So sometimes you have to go back to the drawing board. You have to get out there. You have to learn a bit more. You have to develop relationships to understand more, to see things maybe in a different light. To then realize that sometimes you have to dissect what you thought you knew. For example, if you thought that you knew that you were one of the best friends out there, all of your friends really valued your friendship because you were just a really, really good friend. And then you start getting little trickles of feedback here and there. Disappointment. Not outright, you know, someone bashing you and saying you're just a horrible friend and I don't ever want to talk to you again. No, just little things. Oh, I'm really disappointed that, you know, or that you couldn't make it, or that, you know, we still haven't been able to catch up, or this or that. Maybe you need to go and dissect what you thought you knew about yourself as a friend. Maybe you thought that you knew that you were just the best friend. You were always there to show up for people, and you were always the one that people can count on, and you always give sound advice, or whatever it is. Maybe you need to go back and dissect how you really show up in your relationships, because maybe the way that you thought you were showing up, or maybe the way that you once were showing up, is no longer the way that you're showing up. So what you thought you knew to be true may have changed. And if you don't like that and you're unhappy with it, then do something to change it. do something to make it better. And that goes for everything else in our lives too. The things that you think you know for sure sometimes change, and sometimes we're wrong about it. And we have to be flexible enough to go along with those changes, to say, oh, I was wrong. I thought I knew this, but I really didn't. You know, I thought I knew this to be true, because life is ever evolving and changing. And what makes us special and unique and stand out and successful is when we're able to go with the flow of those changes. When we're able to be flexible enough to go with that flow. And when we're able to be flexible enough to grow and to get better. So I hope that you guys have enjoyed this anniversary episode. It's so funny because time just goes by so quickly. And the reason that this episode is actually later in the month than when the podcast first started, the anniversary is really on the 10th of January, but time flew by. I looked back and realized the anniversary has passed already. So I wasn't going to beat myself up about it. It's like, look, life happens. We're all human. But I still wanted to manage it, to record an anniversary episode for you guys, just to share the things that that I've learned. And whether it be through the course of this year or through the course of just living this thing that we call life, because I hope that some of the things that I learned will, you know, be bright light and maybe an inspiration and maybe helpful to someone else out there. So thank you guys so much for hanging out with me on this episode and all the other episodes. And if you're new to the space, feel free to go back and browse around, because there are some good stuff in a lot of these past episodes from this past year. There's over 100 episodes that you can listen to. There's so much to learn and absorb from all of the wonderful women that have been featured on the podcast this year. Everything from our experts to the women who have just been willing to share their stories of switch, pivot, or quit, dynamic women in their own right. You should definitely go back and listen to some of their stories, their experiences, take notes, get their insight. And I really want to say a huge thank you to all of them for participating, for sharing, for being so candid and willing to allow their stories to not only inspire us, but to help us grow as professionals and as people. So a huge thank you to all of the women who were a part of this first year's journey of the Switch, Pivot, or Quit podcast. I'm your host, Ayana Angel. It has been such a pleasure being your host. I look forward to continuing this journey with you guys. And I hope you have an amazing week. And as always, keep killing it.